This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Forget swiping right. What if your best dating advice came not from your mates or a podcast or from an app, but from a philosopher 2,500 years ago? Well, the ancient Greeks had a lot to say about love, lust, attraction, and how to avoid heartbreak. And it turns out some of it's weirdly spot on. Well, joining us is Constantine Panagiris, lecturer in classics and ancient history at the University of Western Australia. Constantine, welcome back to Drive.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
What struck me about reading this is how relatable this ancient love advice is. Where does, I suppose, the tradition of romantic wisdom actually come from?
Well, I suppose everyone's interested in, you know, finding love at some point in their lives. And back then, people were the same. So they wrote lots of books about, you know, how to find love, and also things like making love, and also spells. They made spells for making the person you're attracted to fall in love with you, and all that sort of thing. So similar to today, people were obsessed with love.
That's amazing. So they're obsessed with it. Let's talk about, is it overt? He's basically writing a dating manual 2,000 years ago. What kind of advice does he give for finding someone? That's what we all want to know.
Yeah, Ovid got into trouble for writing this book, where he basically told people about how to find a lover. So some of his advice is quite funny. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek, and I'm not sure how serious he is through all of it, but he knows. The basic thing he says is basically you have to find an excuse to talk with someone you're attracted to, and then through talking to them, eventually, hopefully, things will develop from there. So he says, one of the first things he says is, like, try to linger around where person you're attracted to is, and then try to catch their attention and talk to them, and then hopefully from there you can go together to do things like, I don't know, go on a picnic or go walking around the city or something like that.
Yeah. He also says don't pick a partner while drunk, and always check your breath. That sort of feels almost too modern. Was that real?
Yeah, that's definitely real. I mean, people back then were interested in hygiene and making sure they were cleanly. And, of course, just like today, people would have been put off if you looked ungroomed and if you smelled bad, all that sort of thing. So, yeah, one of the main things he says, too, is that you should make sure you're groomed. So you should have a proper haircut, have clean, nice-looking clothes. Make sure you don't have hair coming out of your nostrils. Make sure your beard isn't too scrawny. All that sort of thing. Yeah.
He even suggests places to meet people, like you touched on, like gardens, theatres, the law courts. I suppose, what does that say about ancient society and dating culture, and what's similar to today?
I think people tried to find spaces outside of the home and outside of wherever they were employed to have more private moments where they could, you know, talk more intimately and just get away from maybe the immediate relatives and people who they were working with. So I think that the kind of third space.
We're chatting with Constantine Panagiris about the surprisingly modern love lives of the ancient Greeks and Romans, from dating tips to relationship drama. Now, there's this idea that being in love made people better or even braver in battle. Why did the Greeks and Romans put such, I suppose, weight on being in love?
I think they thought that it could elevate your soul in some way, so it made you, they thought that it made you a better person if you're in love. It made you become, it helped you become the best person you can possibly be. If you found the right lover, and if you're truly in love, so it elevates the soul.
What if you weren't in love, though, or you weren't truly in love? What happened then?
Well, probably bad things. But they don't really talk so much about if you weren't in love. They just thought it was better to be in love in some way because it made you better. Whereas if you weren't in love, they just thought, well, that's just the state of not being in love. It's better to, you know, you want to try and find someone to love and hope that someone loves you back, because it's better for you.
Constantine, before another question for you, there's also, I suppose, some caution as well in some of the tales as well. And we certainly wouldn't encourage anyone to do this at all. But tell us about, is it Sekira? Or I don't know how you say it, his name, about had a rival and had to deal with the rival in dating.
Oh, yeah, there's a story about a Roman called Gaius Memmius in the 2nd century BC, how he had a love rival, and they ended up having a fight over a girlfriend, and he bit out some of his love rival's arm. So, you know, and he was Gaius Memmius was quite a distinguished figure in Roman politics, so it was probably a huge scandal at the time.
Well, I hope you got into trouble by doing that. But how do people try to impress their potential partners? You know, we've established that they're going to hang around certain areas, etc., be well-groomed. How do they impress them then once they've actually met their partners?
Well, a lot of it is similar to today. I mean, a lot of it was appearance-based. So people talk about falling in love because someone was so handsome or so beautiful. So in that sense, it was quite appearance-based. It's just like a lot of it is today. But then there were also people back then who criticized that kind of approach to love. I mean, the philosopher Plato talked about how you should love someone for their character, and that's better than loving them for their physical beauty. And then another thing, at least for men, having money helped. So people, often if they got engaged and it's turned out they didn't have as much money, then the engagement would end or something like that. So, yeah, so it's not too different from today in a lot of ways.
I was just thinking that, we obviously social media is a totally different beast altogether, but, you know, we often talk about the superficiality of it, et cetera, that it can create in someone, but it was still there. So it sounds to me like, back then, with the ancient Romans and Greeks, we were all still human and we still experienced the same sorts of things that we do today, just different amounts.
Yeah, I think those basic aspects of human character probably haven't changed too much. It's just different with all the social media now, and you know, people post their lives everywhere. But I suppose in those days, the communities were a bit more tightly knit and a smaller population, so... You know, rumors would swirl more quickly around your immediate community if people knew you're good looking or something. It'd probably be easier to for that rumor to spread, and people would maybe come and search you out or something. And then same with money, if it would be easy to know if someone had money or not.
So they were still superficial.
Well, I think some people were, but there are others who criticize that kind of superficiality. So.
Constantine, one last question. Have you got a favourite ancient quote or love story that I suppose gives you goosebumps still today?
There's a good love story in the physician Galen, who lived in the 2nd century AD. He talks about one of his patients, who was a woman who was sick in bed and nobody could work out what was wrong with her. But he found out that she was actually just lovesick. She was married, but she was in love with this man, and he found out this is the reason why she was sick in bed, and she didn't want to get up, she just wanted to lie in bed all day. And it turned out she was in love with this actor in the theatre at Rome, who was famous for being handsome and everything. So that's how she had to crush on this actor. So Galen secretly found this out after visiting this patient quite a few times, and he discovered that her heartbeat always went faster whenever anyone mentioned this actor. So that's quite an interesting love story. I don't know if her husband ever found out, but Galen talks about how he worked out that she was in love with someone secretly.
Oh, and there was jealousy involved there as well. Oh, I love it. Constantine, such a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive Today.
No worries. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. Constantine Panagiris, lecturer in classics and ancient history at the University of Western Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.